In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Welcome, everyone, to the Traveling Pulpit Podcast. I am Vernon Sheridan, and I am the man with the unscripted voice, and I want to thank you for joining me on today. Traveling Pulpit family, it goes without saying from the Psalms 118:24 that today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I hope that you are as much as I am. You know, Traveling Pulpit family, there is so much going on in our world. But with so much going on in our world, there is so little acknowledgement of Christ in the world. Have you noticed how distracted we are with things that are happening not only in the United States, but in other countries around the world? How protests are happening, riots are happening, looting is happening, crime. Everything is fighting for our attention. Everyone is looking to try and get us to look their way. Everything is being planned out to keep us distracted. You know, a basketball game, a football game, a baseball game. All of these things are distractions to keep our focus away from what's really going on. The truth. Because that's what the enemy does not want us to get a hold of. And that's the truth. But that's why you have the Traveling Pulpit Podcast. To deliver to you the truth. So what is truth? What is truth? The truth is that we are all distracted. From the time we wake up in the morning to the time we go to bed at night, we are distracted. Even in our sleep, we are distracted. We have no rest at any given time of the day, Traveling Pulpit family. Why? Because the enemy wants to keep us distracted. Because what happens when we are distracted? We take our eyes off Jesus. Never did I ever think that it would be so hard to stay focused on Jesus in this world. Well, you know something, Traveling Pulpit family? I had to grow up from a little kid. A little kid who could easily focus on Jesus at a young age, but then also lose that focus when I heard the ice cream truck coming. Or grandma gave me a quarter to go to a neighbor to get the frozen freezy cups out of her freezer. See, little distractions like that. Anything that was done to take our focus off of Jesus. And when we get our focus off of Jesus, Traveling Pulpit family, we end up in a world of trouble. Says right here in the scriptures, Jesus came to them on the fourth watch of the morning or of the night. It wasn't morning yet, but it was still dark when he came to them. You know, it's amazing how we have a period of darkness, but light comes and shines in the darkness, and the darkness goes away, and it's called day. Jesus came to them by night. And I imagined it appeared as day to them because of what they saw walking on the water towards them. They thought it was a ghost because it's dark out there on the water. You can't see anything on the water unless you're looking up and you see the stars, and they don't shine that bright. There probably wasn't a moon up above. You just probably saw the stars. Probably was a clear night. But they saw a light coming towards them, walking on the water, and they thought it was a ghost. And Jesus told them to take heart. What Jesus was saying was, remember what you have learned, so that when distraction comes, you will turn back to your remembrance of who you are and whose you are. Jesus says, take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. He's letting the disciples know that it is he. He is the light. He is the one that is shining bright, standing on the water in front of them, not trying to distract them, but he's trying to save them. He's trying to get them to recognize who he truly is. Peter, being the unspoken leader of the disciples, as bold as he was, always seeming to put his foot in his mouth for the Lord, but always crazy enough to be by the Lord's side, no matter what. Peter spoke up, Lord, if you command me to come to you on the water, I'll do it. That's Peter for you. He'll do whatever it takes. And so Jesus told him, come on. But I want you to pay attention, Traveling Pulpit family, to this next event that's about to happen, because not only is Jesus walking in his glorious, marvelous light, he's also supernaturally walking on water. He's walking on the very thing that was created for him. And he's showing us the power he has over nature. Why? Because nature has to answer to him. Nature is subdued in his presence, and he's walking on the water supernaturally. So Peter, when he gets out of the boat and begins walking on water to Christ, he's walking on the water supernaturally, because his focus is on Jesus. Peter is supernaturally walking on the water because his Savior, Jesus Christ, told him to come, who is standing on the water supernaturally. Peter is given the power over nature shared by his Savior. But guess what? Peter got distracted. Who among us has not called on the name of the Lord and in the same breath cursed someone out? Simply because we got distracted. Someone upset you. Someone shortchanged you. Someone cut you off. Someone spoke louder than how you speak. You lose your focus and something happens. Peter lost his focus, and the Bible says he began to sink. He began to sink. But something more important happened before he began to sink. When Peter saw the wind, the Bible says he was afraid. He became scared of where he was. He became afraid of what he was doing. And he knew that he did not belong there. How did he know that he did not belong there? How did he become afraid? How did he become aware? Because he took his eyes off of Jesus. See, Traveling Pulpit family, when we take our eyes off of Jesus, we allow every distraction in the world to enter into our thoughts. We allow every distraction in the world to take hold of our vision. And we allow every distraction in the world to take control of our tongue. Peter saw the wind, and he was afraid. This supernatural event, Peter is standing on the water with Christ, supernaturally. How is it that Matthew, that this book is named after, is able to give us an account of this event that happened here? Why? Because even the disciples on the boat, they were supernaturally covered. Because not only did Peter walk on the water supernaturally, the disciples were able to see the same thing Peter saw, the wind. Now, other than a scientific wind tunnel where people wear white coats and have clipboards and turn on this high powered fan that blows out generated wind. Who among us have ever seen the wind? We know what the wind can do. We know the wind comes and goes, but have any of us have ever seen the wind naturally with our natural eye? Matthew is able to write this account because they in the boat supernaturally saw what Peter saw that made Peter afraid, that led to Peter beginning to sink, the wind. And because Peter took his eyes off of Christ and allowed distraction to take hold of his heart, allowed distraction to take hold of his mind, allowed distraction to take hold of his sight, and allowed distraction to take hold of his tongue, he began to cry out, "Lord, save me." All because he took his eyes off of Christ. And when we take our eyes off of Christ, that is more trouble in our lives than we would ever want. When we take our eyes off of Christ. But it is because of the supernatural event that happened where Jesus is walking on the water that Peter got out of the boat focused on him. What I'm trying to tell you, traveling pulpit family, is that when you are focused on Christ, it doesn't matter what's going on around you in the world. All you are doing is focusing on Christ, who wants you to supernaturally focus on him. He knows what we're going through. He knows what we're up against. He knows what challenges are coming. But he is asking us to stay supernaturally focused on him, not the storm, not the distraction, not the news, not what's going on in the world, but stay focused on him because he's going to take care of everything. If a man can supernaturally walk on water and have his disciple come out to him to do the same thing that he's doing, traveling pulpit family, man, that relationship with Christ is a lot deeper than this. It's a lot deeper than this. I'm telling you, that relationship with him, it's beyond words. It's beyond words. I'm telling you, I don't have the words to speak it. I honestly don't. I just have the words to tell you what the Spirit has given me to tell you. That's all I got. To keep your focus on Jesus, no matter what happens in this world, our focus needs to stay on him. Because as soon as we take our eyes off of him, we give ourselves into the desires of this world. We give ourselves into the distractions of this world. I'm not saying that we're not supposed to go to a sporting event, baseball, football, basketball, hockey. I'm not saying those things. I'm saying that if we are at those things, that our eyes ought to be on Jesus, that there is someone there that we need to share the gospel with, that there is someone there who needs the gospel. We can't always give everyone money as they want. Some people need Jesus. Some people need to hear about Jesus. It is how we walk in those arenas or those stadiums. We walk with our heads high, with our chest out, knowing that the very saving power of Jesus Christ is in us. That is how we are to present ourselves to our brothers and our sisters. We are supposed to live our bodies as sacrifices unto the Lord, with our minds renewed and our hearts changed. Do you hear me, traveling pulpit family? Finally, I want to take you over to, it is, I think, Philippians 3. And take you to Philippians 3, where Paul teaches us in verse 3. That we are the circumcision who worship Christ by the Spirit of God. God is a spirit. We worship him in spirit and in truth. Our hearts have been circumcised. We were once slaves to sin, but Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. We are free in Christ. Paul wants us to know that we are to put no confidence in flesh, no confidence in flesh, because the same flesh we put confidence in is the same flesh that's going to burn in hell, because flesh does not choose Christ. The flesh doesn't. It's the spirit that chooses Christ. Sometimes the flesh subdues the spirit and the flesh does what it wants to. But Paul is telling us to have no confidence in the flesh, not even our own. Jesus told us that we would hear of wars and rumors of wars. Well, let me tell you something, traveling pulpit family. We got to realize that the war is also inside of us. We're fighting our own war in our own minds. So when Jesus said you'll hear of wars, we're hearing of wars in our own head. Yes, we hear about wars around the world. Yes, we hear about rumors of wars around the world, but also we got a war going on in our own head. That's why Paul says, put no confidence in the flesh. We're not supposed to. I understand, and I voted for him twice. I understand President Trump is my president, and one day he's going to be back in the office, but I don't have no confidence in him because he's a mortal man. He's going to pass away like I am. My hope is in Christ Jesus alone. Yes, I get distracted. Yes, I get turned away. Yes, my thoughts turn to this world sometimes for things that I don't need to have go on in my head. But that's the war that's going on in my head. And I tell you what, traveling pulpit family, I'm going to win the war that's in my head. Why? Because my focus is on Christ. I've asked Christ to come into my life, not to waste my breath, but to ask him to change my life. I asked him at an early age to come into my life to be my savior. Doesn't matter what age you are. If you ask him to come into your life to be your savior, he will. And supernaturally, he will change your life so that you can focus on him and not the wind. Not the storm, not the waves, not anything of distraction. You will only focused on him. You will only be focused on him. So, traveling pulpit family, I want you to know. Be bold like Peter. But also, be more than Peter. Do not take your eyes off of Jesus. Keep your eyes on him, because distraction will come. That is certain. Distraction will come. Distraction is already here. But keep your eyes on Jesus, and he will lead you to where he is. Because where he is, he's preparing a place that where he is, we will also be with him. So that's all I have for today, Traveling Pulpit family. And that's a big if. That's a big if nowadays. If you find yourself wanting to be in a relationship with Christ and you want your life to be where you follow him, where you focus on him and not the distractions around the world that are going on, not even the distractions in your own head, here's what you do. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. You will be saved. Now, what that means is that you won't stop having the thoughts that you have. It will not make you immune from the distractions that are taking place in this world right now. What it will do is it will prepare you. Christ coming in will begin to prepare you. He will begin to like a doctor. You go to a doctor to get medicine to make you well. Well, Christ is the medicine so that you will be well. Medicine can make you well. It all depends on how your body reacts to it. But when you invite Christ into your life, you will be well because he is the medicine that surpasses all diseases, all sicknesses, and all illnesses. He is the medicine that the world needs. But it's the distraction that tries to block him out. But I want you to know, Traveling Pulpit family, as Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus, so too must we be prepared when we ask Jesus to come into our lives, that we get out of our situation and go to him, focus totally and squarely on him, not paying any attention to the distractions that surround us. Because one thing we know for certain, that is distractions will always be there. Christ said, there'll come a day where you'll look for me and you won't find me. Even he has a limit. But distractions will always be there. They will always be there. So as Peter got out of the boat willingly and came to Christ, who among you listening to this podcast is willing to get out of your situation, willing to get out of your distraction and come to Christ, knowing that supernaturally you will be changed? Traveling Pulpit family, I want to thank you for another opportunity to come and share the gospel message with you. This is the good news. This is motivation. This is truth. And this is what you will not receive from a lot of people from around the world. We've got people right here in the United States speaking foolishness to people, doing ungodly things in what is known as the pulpit, the sacred place where the man breaks the bread of life unto his people. But I tell you what, Traveling Pulpit family, you won't get that foolishness here. What you will get is the truth, the raw truth in all its rawness, calling out a man who is a man, calling out a woman who is a woman. No pretense in that. You are who you are because of who Christ made you to be, not what you want to be. So if this is the truth and you accept it, you're not accepting me, you're accepting Christ. And Christ said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. So for the Traveling Pulpit podcast, you can find me on the social medias. This message can be found on all your podcast platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. It all can be found there. It also can be found at TravelingPulpitMinistries.com. whatever podcast platform you have the Traveling Pulpit podcast with you at all times. So for the Traveling Pulpit podcast, I am Vernon Sheridan. I am the man with the unscripted voice, and I serve the Lord. And I'd like to know, do you also? God bless. Bye for now. If it is the Lord's will, we will do this again on next Sabbath day. God bless. Bye for now.